Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. He's one of the great members of our Brain Trust now, more than 11 years. As a member of our Brain Trust, he is the author of a number of books, including 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. He is the nation's leading Tab Boards franchise owner, where he helps small business owners just like you and me sit around a round table and discuss their challenges and opportunities, and helps them coordinate all that. But he's lately been working on the boomer generation, the baby boomers, and what they're millions of baby boomer business owners. And they're going to be riding off into the sunset before too long. And what are they going to do with their businesses? And John's working on that. John Deeney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always good to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. So does anybody know how many baby boomer small business owners there are? They're clear there are millions, right?
Yeah, there's only about 3 million people 3% of the country that own businesses. So about 9 million people that own businesses that employ people.
When you add in the contractors, the general contractors, the consultants, which I was one time, I was a business owner, but I didn't have any employees, that gets to over 20 million people. But about 9 million are actual employers. Go ahead.
Correct. And somewhere around 60% of those are boomers.
Mm-hmm.
Right between 60% and 2/3.
So over 5 million of those are boomers.
Correct.
Somewhere between 50 and 65, probably.
Right, and if you listen to the SBA, and the SBA says that small business owners produced 62% of the jobs, sometimes 67%, depends upon which study you're reading. Mm-hmm. In the last 15 years in the United States, you know, just extrapolate that, and about 40% of the jobs in the United States right now are being formed by baby boomer business owners.
Right.
And that's quite a bit.
Yep, of which you and I are two.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, those boomers are beginning to look at their exit strategies. They're beginning to look at what happens next. Although many of us are going to work, especially after the Great Recession, many of us are going to be working well past 65. We're not going to work forever.
I don't plan to retire until I die.
Not entirely.
Now, that doesn't mean that my future work path won't be different, you know, 10 years, 20 years from now. But I never plan to stop working. I plan to never stop working. I should say that correctly.
I agree. And, you know, especially for those of us that you know, offer knowledge-based services to other people, we are obviously capable of working a lot longer.
What you're saying is, John, is you and I are never going to not have an opinion, right?
Right.
No matter how old we are, we're always going to have an opinion.
Yeah, but for those of us who are running, you know, retail operations, yep, or manufacturing companies or distribution, we may be getting a little tired of that, mm-hmm, and want to go on to do something else.
That's right.
And, you know, planning to get out is, especially with the younger generation coming in, is not as simple as I'll wait until I'm tired and then I'll put the company up for sale. And mm-hmm, I haven't saved anything because I pumped it all into my company, and somebody's going to come riding in over the horizon and
on a white
give
horse
me enough money to retire on.
Right.
Yeah, white horse would be nice.
Yeah.
And he's going to hand me a great big check so that I can go retire in comfort, or mm-hmm, go do something else in comfort. That's a fallacy that many boomer business owners are hanging on to. I've built a nice company here, and somebody's going to buy it, and then I won't have any problems.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a plan.
Well, that's not – that's in today's current – in the current economic condition we have right now, that's not really we're not saying this it isn't happening, it won't happen, but it's not a good strategy. It's not a good – it's not a high-percentage play. These days, it might be.
It might be
in 5 years, but it's not today.
Yeah, and you know, today you have problems with financing, but the generation behind us is the generation behind us, no matter what. And the fact is, with as many of us as there are in small business, just like as we grew up, there weren't enough classrooms for us, and there weren't enough colleges for us. We're all going to be selling our businesses at roughly the same time in a decade period. And it will be competitive again.
Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk about some more with John Deaney. He's going to help us understand how we're going to sell our businesses over the next 5 to 10 years, us boomers. 2010, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.